Democrat congressman speaks at Texas Capitol during No Kings rally. Protester waves 8,647 sign in his face. By Randy Clark on June 14, 2025. Surrounded by a flurry of drag queens and a master of ceremonies dressed as a carnival barker, U.S. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, DTX, made no attempts to turn down the violent rhetoric at the Democrat-sponsored No Kings protest in Austin on Saturday. As he told the crowd, "We are all in danger as long as President Trump is in office." One protester proudly waved a sign that read 8,647 just feet in front of the congressman. Doggett spoke these words to a crowd of thousands gathered on the Texas Capitol grounds on the very day Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were allegedly shot and killed by a suspect identified as Vance Luther Bolter, apparently for political reasons. As reported by Breitbart News, Democrat Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were gunned down by the same suspect and are in stable but critical condition. Bolter was appointed by Governor Waltz to the Workforce Development Board in 2019 and by then-Governor Mark Dayton to the Workforce Development Council in 2016. Earlier in the day, Texas Department of Public Safety troopers shut down and evacuated the Texas Capitol and closed the grounds following a threat against lawmakers planning to attend the No Kings protest, Breitbart Texas reported. The grounds eventually reopened after troopers near LaGrange, Texas, arrested a man in connection with the threat. Doggett addressed the crowd, calling them patriots, who will never bow down to a king, he continued, referring to President Donald Trump as a tyrant. Doggett went on to say, "Our struggle for independence 250 years ago freed America from a king far away. And we will never yield to a king from Mar-a-Lago." The crowd reacted loudly as Doggett told his version of the incident involving United States Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, saying, "As you know, U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was thrown to the floor, handcuffed, after just daring to ask a question." Several protesters wore face masks and dressed in dark clothing. One protester was seen carrying a helmet across the Capitol grounds as others brought in makeshift wooden shields in a sign that the rally may turn violent upon its conclusion. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkG.